All right, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Bold Expressions. I'm joined once again by my cousin Nicole, the owner proprietor of Taking Flight LLC. What's up, cuz?
What's up? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this was supposed to be our cousin's episode. Supposed to have our other cousin Steve on. He can join us. He's playing spades right now. I hope he loses. I hope he reneges and he gets caught on it.
Like somebody gonna run a Boston on him or something.
Right. Just, you know, like he just picked up some wine or whatever. Like I hope you get drunk and forget what hand you play.
They gonna be flipping over tables and stuff.
Right.
Speaking of spades, it was something on Instagram. A girl posted on there like, y'all taking spades way too seriously. She was like, she got kicked out of her grandma house or something. she had redeemed or something. And yeah, she was like, black people, y'all take spades way too seriously for me. Like, it's supposed to be a fun family game. And her grandma was like, you got to get out, and really kicked her out. So she ranted on Instagram like, is it really that serious? And people were in the comments were like, yes. And I'm like, I raised my hand. Like, I'm one of those cousins. Like, I can't, I'm not playing. I just play for fun. It's not right. That serious.
Yeah.
I'll be kicked out too.
Like, there's some actual serious stuff. Y'all don't take it serious as this. It's like, okay. You know, you playing spades. It's just like, okay, you played spades. It's like, all right, did you get your kids vaccinated? Man, ain't nobody worried about that. Oh, but you worry about this book I played. All right.
Well, and my thing is, that's nothing wrong with, you know, a little friendly competition, right? But, you know, some of these people were like I said, flipping over tables and, you know, disowning family members. You're no longer invited to the cookout.
It turns out your whole personality revolves around whether or not you're a good spades player, to where it's just like, you know, she don't know how to play spades, and she don't know. It's like, okay, I can do other stuff. Like, it's fine. It's like, I thought we was having fun. Be like, that's why you got to know. Like, if they take it too seriously, don't even bother playing with them, because they can't turn it off.
It takes the fun out of it. Like, I purposely do not play spades and dominoes for that reason. Because I'm like, these people here, my family, take it way too seriously. And I just want to have fun. I just want to chill. I don't want to be stressed out over bragging rights. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy.
Like, we getting paid for this. I think about that because, you know, I'm not in, you know, sports and stuff like that. When people be talking about sports, when, you know, they will get legit hot. Like, they the ones on the court, like I said, as if they getting paid off of this, you know, LeBron, man, you crazy. You think LeBron is like, hey, calm down. Like, I'm just saying, he don't understand. I was like, okay, are you coaching? Are you, you know, LeBron's side dude? Is something going on? Because you getting hot. Like, you know these people for real.
And that's the whole debate about, you know, LeBron versus Mike is still comical to me. And they skate over Kobe like he never existed.
Right. I think since he passed, I think Kobe is now in a certain thing to where it's just like, Kobe is in one of those things to where he's great. So now he's dead. So now you can't critique him without seeming callous in some way. Even if you are just being like, I'm not saying the dude was a bad person, whatever. I'm just saying stat-wise. But I'm just saying, you know, you can't be talking. That's disrespectful. It is crazy the things people say are respectful and disrespectful.
Right. I mean, but we do that with Mike and Prince, right? So still do that with Mike and Prince, and they gone.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, so I mean, I don't know what the sensitivity, if there is any there, but we do that with any greats that may have, you know, gone to glory or whatever.
Wherever they went.
Yeah, wherever they went. But I, you know, speaking of Mike and Prince, Mike and Prince, I wish they would have did something together. I really wish they would have collabed on something. Maybe it's something out there we just don't know.
Apparently, they were supposed to be on Bad together, according to Prince.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, they were supposed to be on something together. Prince had an issue, according to Prince, he had an issue with your butt is mine line. He was just like, we're not doing that. And they wouldn't budge on it, so he was just like, forget it.
That's funny, though. That's coming from Prince with the ass right. in his pants.
but he had the ass in his pants. He had the whole androgynous thing. But it is the thing of just like, but Prince was, he was very sexual. And he was very, he was all that, but he was, I don't want to sound derogatory. He was still very much, I am a man. Because, because you know, the perception of, like, if you're gay, that you're not, you're somehow less of a man. But he was, he is very, I am a man. He's like, yeah, I got this, you know, that's the joke, like, with even, like, Dave Chappelle, even Jamie Foxx has. He's just like, yeah, he did all that, but he'll take your chick. He'll take you if you want to. Okay. He'll beat you in bath. He'll do all these other stuff. He's like, because none of that stuff matters.
None of it matters. Like, I think he, and I think that's, you know, that was one of the reasons why he changed his name to The Simple, right? He just didn't want to be categorized in any way, you know? And I think that's what I like about Janelle Monáe. Like, she mimics a lot of, like, Prince kind of, like, demeanor to me. Yeah. The mystery behind, you know, don't put me in a box type thing. And I mean, I applaud that because, I mean, who created these boxes, right? You know, so be you, you know, whatever makes you happy. I just feel like, well, you're not, you know, doing anyone wrong and, you know, be you.
Yeah, that's my thing is like, you be you, as long as you being you doesn't negatively affect somebody else. And I mean, actually negatively affect somebody, not the thing of, well, they're being them and I see it and I don't like it. It's just like, okay, well, you don't have to like it, but they shouldn't have to stop just because you don't like it. It's like, you just going over there. You don't have to focus on them.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Especially when it comes to grown people, like, are we talking about grown-ups now? Are we talking about grown people doing their own thing, minding their own business? What are we talking about?
That's like, I told a friend of mine, it's like, people always want you to be grown until you start making grown decisions without them. It's like, because then it becomes a thing of like, well, I don't think you should do this. Like, okay. It's like you especially see that with like, as far as, especially Black people, as far as our parents and older church people. Because it becomes a thing of like, well, baby, I think you should do it that way, or you know, I don't really know. Right, that's always the thing.
Oh, I don't know.
They're like, okay, and they don't know how to take it. I was just like, okay, and then you don't want to go into like, well, this is what I want to do. Well, you know, these kids nowadays, they just do what they want to do.
Like, yes, we do.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
But you know what's so funny about that, though? Because I'm sorry, because you all, like, I talk my mom, you know, like, being cousins, same upbringing and all of that. But I told her, you raised me, though.
Right.
Like, you talk about kids these days, like, you raised this kid. Right. You know, so.
You raised like, this 30-year-old kid. It's like, so this is.
You raised this kid, but my mom raised me. Even though, and you know this, but just for your viewers, so I'm the youngest of four girls, and I was that different child. I don't call myself a Black sheep because I'm not excluded or you know, any of that. It was still all love. I was still embraced. I still had the same everything. I was just different than my older sisters. And so just growing up in my mom's household, super, you know, Bible thumpers and all of that, my mom and my dad taught me to be independent and a free thinker, you know? So, you know, even growing up in the church and being Christian, growing up, they still wanted me to have my own individuality, you know, and still wanted, you know, now there were some bumps along the way because I was such a tomboy. My mom would be like, put on some earrings, put on a skirt. And I'd be like, no, you know, I'm going to play in the dirt and all of that. So it was a little bit of that tug of war, a little bit of that rebellion there. But outside of that, you know, my parents always taught us to be independent. So in my mind, that looks like me pushing the envelope, me doing the things that may not be typical or may not look like what a normal woman should be doing or a girl should be doing. Fast forward, I mean, look at me. I'm a woman in beer. And so while it's more women that are getting into beer and I'm super excited about that, but 10 years ago or 15 years ago, not so much, right? And so I've always been this like oddball, which I've been enjoying. I like the fact that, you know, more people are in this, like there's a group of people now and we're linking arms, but at first it was a lonely walk. At first it was just me saying, I like beer. And everybody was like, yeah, girl. Okay. All right, child. Oh yeah, you know, that's curling daughter. You know, just off of that. You know, like that girl talking about beer and she was supposed to be doing. Okay, yeah, baby. And it was, people thought it was a fad. And so I, you know, fast forward to I have my own daughter and she's 10 and I want her to push envelopes. Now I'm sounding like my mom on certain things. I'm like, ooh, these kids nowadays, but I have to pull back and say, nope, can't do that.
And you know what? And that's the thing is that everybody forgets that there's always going to be, oh, these kids nowadays, because with this society, you know, you progress a certain thing and then, you know, you learn certain things. The value, you know, and you want to instill the same values, but you also have to remember that sometimes there's some of the things that you, I talked about this, I want to say Wednesday with somebody. Sometimes we end up doing things and we've done it for so long, we don't realize why we've done it. Mm. And it's just like, you know, it's your tradition. Right. And it's just like tradition just means that you've been doing it for a long time. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times you do it for so long that you don't realize why I got started or how I got started. Mm-hmm. And then you realize it's just like, okay, well, just because we've been doing it this way doesn't mean that we should continue doing it this way, especially if we find a better way to do something.
Right.
And you do, and it becomes a clash with the older generation of, I just don't understand why they just can't. It's just like, because... Just like with the whole thing with jobs, you know, people just don't want to work no more. And I remember having that conversation with my mom, and I want to say maybe 22, but I remember having to talk to my mom about it. It's like, well, it's not, or it was somebody else. Was like, well, it's not just people don't want to work. It's just that we've been having this issue of the jobs that we do have are not sufficient for the lives that we have now. Mm-hmm. They don't pay enough. Mm-hmm. There aren't enough proper benefits. And so now we've come to a point to where we're saying, well, there's been a bigger spotlight pointed on it. And people are saying, if I can get something else, why should I go back? You know, and people are just like, oh, well, you know, people need to go back to jobs. It's like, so you want me to go back to a job that you know is underpaying me. And doesn't have proper benefits where if I get sick and you refuse to change the system so that I do get paid a livable wage. And it's all these things just like, no, we say no. So we're going to do things like create a podcast. We're going to do something with YouTube or Twitch or do something else so that we're not beholden to that. And you have the older generation that is used to the straight up 9-to-5 that just assume that, oh, well, you know, they don't want to work. It's just like, well, that good money that you used to make, that amount of money doesn't match anymore to what we're doing now, or those jobs just don't exist. It's just like, so we have to do new stuff.
Yeah, we have to be innovative and we have to be creative. to take care of our families, to support our own needs and wants. And so to your point, yes, you know, there are two sides of the coin, right? And so in my 9-to-5, I'm a recruiter, you know, and I recruit for craft sites. I recruit for the craft breweries. And so as a recruiter, I have two different perspectives. There's mm-hmm. people that want to work. However, it's a candidate's market right now. To your point, people are saying, look, I need to make X amount of money. I need this, you know, work-life balance. I need to make sure that I have full-time benefits. You know, these are the things that I need. And what organizations are starting to do and what they have been doing, especially since the pandemic, is starting to readjust and think about some things. Okay, we need these people here. Without our people, we can't function. And right. So you're starting to see like larger organizations kind of, you know, tailor to that and create those opportunities for candidates, you know, so we can stay in business. Right. On the flip side of that, some people, I've heard a woman say, I don't know if it was on the news, this was in the midst of the pandemic, she said, I can't afford to go to work because my daycare, it eats up all of my check. Like, right. So I can't afford to go to work. So it's cheaper for me to stay at home and collect welfare and food stamps and get these, you know, the check.
The COVID relief.
Yeah, the COVID whatever. Relief checks and stuff like that. Like it was more beneficial for her to do that than to go to work. First of all, have to pay for gas, commute there, make sure her car was running, you know, go to work, get taxed, you know, 50% of her check, and then have to pay someone to watch her kids. Like it didn't make sense. Yeah. So she was like, it's just better for me to be at home than to even go to work. Like, what's the point of me going to work if I can't even afford the daycare that, you know, and that's another thing. So, I mean, also I'm in that space as well. So I have a 2-year-old, I am paying daycare fees, and let me tell you, honey, baby, child, it's ghetto. You hear me? It is ghetto. I'm fortunate enough and blessed enough to be able to afford it. But what I'm saying is I don't even want to pay for it. I don't want to pay this much as daycare. So I can only imagine, you know, and I've been there before. I've been a single mother. I've been, you know, nickel and dime, and I've been there. And hell, I'm still there sometimes from time to time. But, you know, you have to make those hard choices on do we eat or do you know? It's like you shouldn't have to make those hard choices like do I want lights or do I want food for my babies? Nobody should have to do that now. You know, it's just ridiculous. So,
and just so people get the thing, you right now, currently, you are married. So there is a two-parent income mm-hmm. in the house, and mm-hmm. you're still having to. It's like, so that's, and that's the thing people saying, like, how great America is. Yes, we're great. It's like, but that shouldn't be an issue in a country that we claim is so great, is that people with good jobs.
Yeah.
Not we're not talking about, well, you know, get another job other than McDonald's. You know, I'm not going to say where you work. My cousin has a good job. She is like take daycare is ghetto is shouldn't be an issue. We feel like that with Daniel. It's just like we had to cut back the days for his therapy. It's like, so that means I have him. You know, it was supposed to be a thing like, okay, that helps me out. But now we had to push it back to just the days that I work. So I end up having him most of the week again. And it's just like, because it is like the thing of like, even with insurance, it's still, and it is crazy to where, and some people will only hear to talk about the lady that you brought up. Some people will only hear, oh, well, she just wants to stay at home. It's like, did you not hear the reason that she stayed at home? It's not because she doesn't want to work. It's that it is more convenient. It makes more sense financially. Like, some of y'all are all about financial stuff. So it makes more sense financially for her to stay home. And in some cases, the check that she gets is more than what she's getting from work. So make that mm-hmm. make sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Like you said, I am married and I'm trying to make it, you know, look, it's like I said, it's, I don't want to talk too deep, but it's just been days. I'm just like, I don't look what I need to start a podcast. I need to, you know, figure this out because like, does it work out for me? And like, even with healthcare, like, you know, so that's another cost, you know? So even with being married, you know, and having children, so, and with inflation now, so you can make even like, let's say nice money, decent money, whatever you consider that to be. But when things are still constantly going up, it brings your bracket down. Like it starts to just, it doesn't, you don't have a surplus anymore because yeah. you're spending more money on the stuff that was much cheaper 5-10 years ago. You know, so it's just, I don't know. It's crazy and it's interesting and like I got kids all every stage. So my son just graduated high school. Yeah. And
yeah, I saw a picture of him with Yo-Yo. I was just like up here looking grown and as hell, like damn.
Beard, all of that. Yeah. You know. Yeah, I still see a little boy, but you know, gotta let that go. He graduated and he went to trade school half and half. So he went to high school, then trade school the other half. And I'm grateful that he did that. So now he's already started his apprenticeship and he's already working now to where he doesn't have to go to college. But I could only imagine if we had to take on that, you know, or to help him with that. It's just, it shouldn't have to be this hard. Like you said, America is supposed to be so great. No one should be having to struggle or figure out or just, it shouldn't even be like that. It shouldn't. And like you said, to your point, like people thinking, oh, she just want to stay at home. No, I'm trying to figure this out, you know? No. And I'm feel like that now. I've just some days I'm like, and it was also another thing I wanted to say. I've got society today, it makes it to where you have to work like 2 or 3 jobs. You know, so to your point, like you took away some days so that you could have value, so you could cut some costs. But let's just say you wanted to take another job. Now you still have to pay for those other days. Like it makes it almost impossible for you to kind of get your head above water just to have a surplus, to have a, you know, something. And then people go, well, save your money, save this. And how?
Right. That's like, if you're living paycheck to paycheck, how are you saving money? And then it is like, okay, you work extra the time that you can, but then it like you say, it's a thing of like, okay, I could work extra, but then that takes away. It's like, okay, if I work extra on times on days to where not a weekday, then I'm working probably on a Sunday, but then that's taken away from family time. Mm-hmm. And you know, so that's a day less than, you know, that I have to rest. And it's like, okay, so now receptive, the only time we have to spend with each other is when she gets off work and she's tired mm-hmm. and doing stuff, and it does limit. That's why it's like the last couple of days I worked some overtime. It's like I'm working 3-4 hours at the most at different times, you know, either from like 10:30 to 1 or 2 to 5 in the morning, so that way I can still have my time. I can go mm-hmm. in and then come back home, and it's not, you know, I'm not using the same energy of when I'm working as when my day's off. It's like, because mm-hmm. I don't get a chance to sleep, you know, when I have Daniel or whatever, or even the days I go into work. It's like, so I'm not, I know where I am, I know where I need to be, and I know certain things I can and can't handle. And there's no, and for some people to, you know, kill themselves. Mm. The dumbest argument I saw somebody say for not getting rid of student debt was, you know, my mom worked herself to the bone till she was 76 to help pay off our student loans. That's good for you. But if other people can avoid that, then why would we not do that?
But why would you want her to?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And all the way up into that. Like, why would you want, you know, I don't,
Right. And that's like I said, it's just like, you know, it's like, well, don't you wish there was another way? It's like, if you know that it is within certain people's power to make it so that that's not an option, why would we not do that? Instead of going, like, well, I had to do it. It's like, okay, that's cool with you. We know it doesn't have to be like that. It's like I was talking to some guy. We was talking about phone chargers. Sony got so crazy with their new phone that came out. Some was it Xperia something, cause it is over $1,000. I would say maybe like $1,200, whatever. All you're getting is the phone. Literally.
Oh, no charge.
All you are getting is the phone.
Yeah.
No case. And I was just like, and at least they have been giving you the cable. And I'm just like, he was like, you know, well, everybody just needs to get a wireless charger anyway. It's like, it's the way I'm like, well, for a lot of people, it's inconvenient to use a wireless charger because it's easier to charge something up and put it somewhere instead of having to have a platform to where you have the charger and a little disc or whatever. It's just easier.
You gotta charge the
right. Yeah.
You gotta charge the wireless charger.
And I'm like, and plus the fact that I'm spending $1,000, he's like, well, you shouldn't be worried about spending $1,000. It's like, you know, if you had the money for that, you know, $30 isn't gonna break you. I'm like, that's not the case. I was like, that's not the thing. You gave it to me for free, which means that you told me that it is something that you're able to do. And when you take it away, you cannot give me a good reason as to why you take it away. Because you didn't do it for my benefit, and they say it's for the planet. It's just like, no, it's not. Because whatever space that you save, so you had a smaller box, you figured out all these different ways to engineer, come up with ways to put all these materials into a smaller, thinner device. Y'all can't figure out a way to come up with a design and maybe a smaller charger, but still put out some, you know, a good input to put into a smaller case. It's like some of these boxes just be filled with nothing. And it's like all this extra, it's like, well, okay, well, you didn't need all this other extra cardboard, just to foam, a thin layer to separate it, the case and the charger. It is not that thick to where you need a giant box. It's like,
I'm telling you, they have an origami straight in the box, and it's like, right. Why do you have this folded up?
And all these different plastics, right? I'm just like, okay, and then it doesn't help to where you see other companies doing it. They give you not just a cable, but they give you a like 120 fast watt charger, something like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe like if they don't give you headphones, they give you the dongle so that you can use, you know, since you guys took away the headphone jack, it's like, okay, here's the piece so that you can put it to the charger. You can still use your headphones, the wired headphones if you have them. And they give you a case, just a regular, probably gel skin case, to where you have other companies that's constantly taking away stuff. And like I said, when you have given somebody something for free, you cannot just take it away because, like I said, you've already shown that you can do it. You've already shown, and it's like, the phone isn't getting cheaper. So what exactly am I saving?
More expensive, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, and my thing is to, I guess his argument to make the planet safer, but you still have the chargers for sale. So it's not like you're getting rid of something. You still have them. Exactly. And they have their own container or box case. Exactly. Or whatever. You know, so, you know, I just honestly we need to just go back and have the Nokia batteries, you know, the Nokia batteries that stay charged for a week. And, you know, it will be all 99%. On a Thursday, if you charge it on a Sunday,
with that bright ass blue screen, had the brightest screen in the world. You'd be sitting in a dark room. That screen, you couldn't pretend to be on your phone while you sleep because that screen would light up the world. But no,
you
know
what? And you got earbuds with it. You got earbuds. You got a charger.
But you know what? That's the thing I brought up with somebody else. Like, no, if they were really worried about, as you said, they were really worried about doing something good for the planet, design these phones to last longer. And stop making a new phone every year. You're making a new phone every year and advertising to us. It was like, hey, you can bring in your old phone. It's just like, so what do you do with the old ones? Are you breaking them down? You recycle them? It's like, some people are, it's like, wait a year or 2 years, and then come up with something else. That way, you guys will have...
But you know what? That's our own fault. That's the consumer's fault.
Yeah.
Because if we didn't go out and buy the new version,
they will
go back to the drawing board. And I said that with cars. I was like, I wish that we could come together as consumers and not buy a car for a year. Like, everybody just... Like, let's just say for 2022, no one purchased a car. Do you know how much they would go down on the price if we just literally linked together and say, I'm not paying $40,000 for a daggone Toyota. Like, I just not do it. Like, you know, if everybody came together and said, I'm not doing that. Like, you're going to have to come down on that price. And if we collectively did that, I mean, it would make a world of difference.
Right. And that would be the thing, to have enough, because you already know that you're not going to get everybody, because there's going to be somebody to be like, I got to get the new. It's just like, okay, we already know you're a lost cause. You're the Floyd Mayweather of the group, who's be like, I got to. Oh, did you not see him when he was like, when they had did the whole thing of like boycotting Gucci or whatever?
Oh yeah.
And he going up there. It's just like, did you know we boycotted? He's like, oh, I thought I don't know if it's some. He said a lot of stupid stuff.
I forgot what he said. Yeah, that was a while ago. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I remember when they brought up something about Me Too. He was just like, oh, I thought they was talking about, you know, Me Too. Like, you know, I got this so-and-so. Yeah, Me Too. I got this blah, blah, blah. Me Too. I was like, Negro, they are talking about sexual assault.
Well, we know Mayweather don't read, so we just don't leave it alone, okay?
They have an audio, alone. Too.
Okay. You know, that speaking of audiobooks, shout out to audiobooks. I don't know why people are not doing them. I really don't understand it. I don't get it. I love audiobooks. Oh my God. I still want my physical. I still have a library. I still have my physical books. But when it comes to just certain things, I'm like, I don't know why people don't chime into audiobooks more.
A lot of people are getting into them more, especially with these biographies, because a lot of times you have people like Will Smith did his, I would say Kevin Hart.
Is he narrating it?
Yeah.
Okay, I can see it. Because see, right, you, what it was, I needed to break through. I needed to break through that. So that I can go through that, right? I would listen to that. I would listen to his audiobook. Will Smith be saying some good stuff, but it's the emphasis on certain things that make it seem bigger than what it is.
Right.
Like if Kevin Hart was to say the same thing, people would be like, oh yeah, that's cool.
Right. No, it was like, see what you had to, I had to order it with cheese in order to properly to get it right.
Right. And,
you know,
you have to think about it. Cheese.
It helps it break through.
It means the bread and the meat, it makes it the sandwich, right? Right? Be like, yeah. You're right. I don't know why I never thought about it like that. Right. Cheese. I'm gonna get cheese on my burger next time.
Like, don't ask him if he wants ice in his drink. I don't have time for the epinicus of that. It's like how you can't talk to certain church members about different stuff when they do this. It's like, they don't want ice. Because you know what I'm saying? Because it not just chilled my body, yet my soul. It's like, what the? Do you want a refrigerator or not? Do you want some ice? What? Crush the cube. That's all I ask you.
Yeah, I don't like fake-ass motivators. I'm going to say it out there. Yeah. I don't like, not imposters. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about fake-ass motivators. Like you were saying, they use a play on words right. to try to make you seem like they saying something and they not. And I made a post like last year about it. Like I was like, I forgot what I said. I was just rambling, but I was like, I said something like, it's always cold until it's hot. Right. And I said something of the nature like, I can't even remember. I was rambling. It was just a fake ass motivation. And I was just like, I'm tired of these people. Like, what are you saying? Like, shut up.
They ain't saying nothing. That'd be the they issue.
They not saying anything. Huh. And I,
Because you see, until we as black people get our, you know, buying power back, you know, we never going to really, you know, see the top. It's like, what? Yeah, I guess. You see your friend, you not understanding what I'm saying. No, I'm not. No, I don't know how we got here. I do not know how we got here.
I asked for oranges.
That's your problem. They trying to keep you. That's how you stay woke. You see, once you peel it back, you get the truth of what it is. And people don't understand that once you peel back all that lies, the truth is squishy and fake. You know what I'm saying? And that's why they try so hard to cover it up. That's just like, I feel like this metaphor fell apart for you, brother.
I mean, for real. And I don't like the ones that, don't get me wrong, I'm all about health and getting it together. But to your point, let's just say the orange example. Well, see, the oranges here in the U.S. ain't vitamin C, my sister. See, the oranges, this is like, those are the only ones I can get. I don't know.
Right.
That was the ones I'm going to get. I don't know. It's been working for me so far. That's what I'm going to get. I don't know, but I just...
That's not... Like, see, you got their oranges. Was it a black farmer that picked them? Did he pick and grow them? It's like, bro, I got it from Target.
Did you go to the major store chains to get that, though? See, you should go to the market on 54. And it's like, I'm not going in the hood to get no damn oranges. Right. First of all, they be like, go to Grand and Costume. I'm not going to no Grand and Costume to get no damn oranges. No, I'm going to Schnucks or whatever.
Right. I buy from this black grocery store. Do they have the seedless, easy to peel ones? They ain't got those. Well, those are the kind I want. And they ain't got that.
Let me tell you something. I don't mind supporting any black business. I really don't. I'm not going to say that I don't like, I mean, I don't support black businesses, but what I'm also not going to do is drive yonder to support one business. Like when I can get oranges 5 minutes away, I'm just gonna go ahead and get those oranges. I mean, right. if it's a certain product, yes, I probably will partake and I will support as much as I can. But
yeah, if they have some online options, I can do that.
Yeah. I could do that, like where you purchase it, maybe pick. I don't know. And I know we got to get there too, right? So a lot of reasons why we don't have, you know, physical locations and stuff like that is because we don't have the resources, the funding to do those things. So I do understand it as well. So like I said, if it's like a certain item that I love, like I will say, I go down to Soulard. It's a guy down in Soulard. He makes his own lotion, like. And I love it. You know, I use it. I use it on my kids. Like when Leah had, when she was little, she had a little eczema and I would rub that lotion on her and it went away. Like, so it's just certain things. I'm like, you know what, brother, you're doing your thing. I'm going to support because this is working, you know? So forget Lubriderm, forget all of that, all those big name brands or whatever. I can use your stuff because it is effective, you know. So those are the type of situations where I'm like, okay.
Yeah, because and it is hard to for stuff like that for beauty, for health and beauty type items, because it's like, you know, I keep seeing, you know, because commercials, no matter what you say, commercials are effective. We say, oh, it gets kids. No, commercials get everybody. I like those Old Spice commercials with Dion Cole and his wife, you know, keep taking his stuff. And I was just like, man, like I thought about getting that, but then I had to think about, how's that with Black people though? Cause you know, we get stuff. I use some shampoo today because we had it, but it's like certain shampoos, we need certain things, you know, cause our skin, you know, differently, like, is this going to dry out our skin? Certain type of, shaving cream, is going to be razor bumps. It's certain things, you know, that we need that is not really catered to mainstream, like, you know what I'm saying? So it is kind of tough finding things that actually work for us and work for, you know, our needs and what have you.
Yeah. Speaking of catering to us, how are you feeling about this Juneteenth marketing?
I told Steve, like, I'm gonna go by, be like, hey, you know, you give me a little discount, I'll take the ice cream off your hand. It's like,
look, nah, you know what? No, it's tasteless. I don't care for it. When I saw it, I was just like, if somebody was like, somebody on Instagram was like, first of all, you gonna give us the no name, like the great value.
Exactly.
like at least you could have got us some partnership with them or somebody.
I'm not gonna lie, that great value be hidden sometimes though. Sometimes that great value be having some flavors they ain't got regular. It's like, oh, this kind of good.
See, I don't eat ice cream like that, so I don't know. It didn't make me know. Never mind. So I just.
But it was it was one of those things to where it upset both factions. It upset the one faction because it's like, oh, well, they gone woke. It's just like, first of all, shut up. You don't, I got so mad because I was arguing with this fool, and I eventually had to just let it go. I was like, you know, y'all for using this old ass word. He's like, you know, woke is just starting to become thing. I'm like, I've been hearing woke my whole life. I like, that's been on since at least the 90s. He's like, he laughed at it. I was like, nah. And I sent the link, and I don't know if he reported and got it taken off, but I sent it twice. And when I keep going back, that post isn't there anymore. I'm just like, all right. When like, you know what? I was like, you know what? You're right. And I just left it alone. It's like, because you're ignorant, and I don't feel like arguing with you anymore. It's taking my time. Now, if you come back, I'm going to let his ass have it. But I'm just like, and I looked it up. I actually have to record something on it because I wrote a script because I looked it up. Woke has been in the, as they call it, AAEV, African American English vernacular, since the early 20s. And I was just like, damn, like we've been using it that long. And it's like, because I knew Dr. King had a speech, 1965, where he used the phrase about staying woke.
And I can see that too, because even in the 70s, they'd be like, you know, some of the Black exploitations, you got to stay woke, my brother.
Right. Like, and that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's once again, appropriating our culture and whatnot, and taking the stuff now, and it's not only take and this is true appropriation. For those who don't really understand, they appropriated because they took it and act as if they took it, changed the meaning of it, and tried to erase the previous history as if it didn't exist. Trying to act like, oh, You're acting like it's been since the 90s, and I told him, I was like, I think I'm being conservative by saying the 90s, because I knew I had heard it at that point when I was younger, so I'm like, I'm assuming that, you know, it's been, you know, like you said, longer. We had songs about it, you know, it's been in books and stuff, we've written plays. It's like we've been saying that word.
You know, and I think when people speak like that, and they're adamant. It's just that they've been in their own bubble, right? So it's just, you know, I try not to go down the rabbit hole with people like that. I just be like, oh, okay, you know, and I just keep it moving. You know what? All right. That's not true, but then I'll just leave it alone and let them do their own research and analysis on that. But I just really hate it. I'm gonna be honest. I know I think people mean well. I think the intentions are to be inclusive. Mm-hmm. But the one that I saw at the store, it's the freedom for me. I was like, I can't. Like,
just like, you know what?
I don't know.
You're giving them more credit. You're giving them more credit than I do, because it is the reason it's not woke, besides the fact that they're using the word wrong, is that this is pure capitalism.
Yeah.
This is, we want to. We saw you had this thing. Okay. How can we make money? Once again, this is not having black people in the room when you make a decision.
I'm telling you.
Not listening to them.
I swear, because I don't know how many. So I'm on LinkedIn, and I don't know how many. I applaud these people because, first of all, these people work hard and they earn their position, right? But I really do not like, this is just my own personal thing, when I'm seeing people being promoted to a DEI position. I think it needs to be a function, because like you, to your point, yes, you need somebody in the room to say, this is not the move, or, you know, I don't think that's a good idea. So we do need to have someone in that room to have that voice. But when I see promoted, or, oh, we have a new like department, it's like, I don't understand how you didn't have this at first. Right. Like, I don't understand how you didn't have a diverse a growth mindset or diverse mindset in the room on certain things, especially when it comes to marketing. You know, I don't understand how you just, this is just a new function. You know, because like I said, when I saw it's the freedom for me. It's the freedom for me. And I was like, no. Like, I was simply like immediately pissed off, because I was like, it's not that. This is not what this is. Like, that's not, that's not why we're celebrating. But it's not that. Like, it's not.
It's not right.
It's not that. Like, I can't understand how you could be so disconnected from. No.
It's one of those things to where you see it. It's like, I'm all for representation and doing things, and I can vibe with it. I like it. But when I see the strings, when I see the thing of like, hey, we represented this group. And it's just like, I was fine with it until you did that. Because first you did it, and it was part of the story. And I was fine with it. It was like, this makes sense that this person identifies as this based on this. Got you. When you had to stop and tell me, then that took me out of the story, because like, I figured it out already. Yeah. I understood it. But you patting yourself on the back, you lost me there. It's the freedom for me is one of those tone, is as tone deaf as these senators going to the NRA conventions the same day after the Texas school shooting. It's that tone deaf.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about that, but we can touch.
No, we don't have to. That's. Yeah, it's and some people could say, because you have the American dream, but that's like a playoff of the American dream, and I can't, you know, the stars and stripes stains, whatever, but it's, you know what, it's also confusing, because, okay, you have the Juneteenth ice cream, but you don't have, you don't sell any, like, Black Lives Matter type stuff, or anything else, or you see, it's one of those things where it's like, how do you have this but you don't want to have this?
I don't, and you know what it says to me? It's saying that everything, like when Nancy Pelosi had on the dashiki, like I was just like, right. What are you doing?
Right.
What are you doing? Like, no, what are you doing? And
her butt.
I don't know. And I think it was Amanda Seale. She said this a while ago. She was like, please don't let them Cinco de Mayo us. And I think that's what it is. Like, it's like they're trying to make it a Cinco de Mayo type, you know, situation. And no.
Because don't nobody know why we celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
No.
I don't think.
I don't even think. That's an Americanized, right? That's what I.
That's the thing. I don't. It came from somewhere. But knowing they probably did have some knowing how we take stuff, I wouldn't be surprised if it did mean something somewhere at some point in time.
That's like St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah,
I think that's a U.S. thing. I think I don't think, because I think they don't even wear green. Like this green is, whatever.
It's another day to get drunk. It's like, okay, let's get the special marked cans and all this other stuff put out so that we can sell those, and you know,
marketing tool.
It's a way to trick you into thinking that the day is special. Nothing is going on. We're gonna have this sale. As the thing you sent me, we're gonna have a 10% off. That's not a sale.
It's the taxes.
Right. It's the taxes for me. No.
Yeah. I hate those type of sales. You might as well. You could have kept that.
Right.
You got to give me more than that, because that's what my taxes are. So you could have just said tax free day.
Basically.
Talk about some 10%. That's a slap in the face.
What kills me is when they have something expensive and they just do like a simple, oh, $40 off. Like, okay, that's cool. It's still $3,000. Like,
okay.
You could have kept the damn $40. Like, you didn't.
Man, when we were getting coupons in the mail, you know, or when we got the Sunday paper years ago, you know, back in the day, you get the Sunday paper, you get the ads, you get the ads in the middle. And so when I would see a coupon and say like $20 off, I immediately was like, oh, this must be really expensive. If you give me $20 off an item, this must be an expensive thing. I don't want that. But yeah, I mean, because it would be the cheap stuff that you would get, you know, 25 cents off or whatever. But
you really know when they really discount it, be like, y'all must be having a new thing come up, or you know, something must be wrong with this if you're having such a big sale on it or whatever.
Well, and that's to my point. Like, I feel like if we all, or a majority of us, link together and don't purchase something for a while, they'll come down in price. Then they will have to sell it. They will have to say, okay, it's costing us more money to sit on the shelf than selling it. So they would have to discount it. So sometimes it's best to wait and, you know, not jump on the initial, because there are people like that as well that want to be the first to have. You know, I was the first one to have this and have that, but sometimes it's worth waiting to get that sale, or to, you know what I'm saying, to. So I don't know. I try not to jump on things too soon. And then also when it comes to electronics, like if you jump on it too soon, then there's a manufacturer recall or something like that sometimes on cars or whatever. You know, if you jump on it too soon, then it's a recall, and you have to do all that. So sometimes it's best to wait. I don't know.
I was just about to say that sometimes. Give me one second. Sorry. Mm-hmm. My sneeze has been killed myself. Like, oh, goddamn! It's like just.
Oh man, look. Let me tell you something. This aging thing.
Oh,
look.
My God.
Dude, if I hold a sneeze, I'm hurting my back.
If I sneeze, I've sneezed and have hurt my back before. Be like, what is going on?
Man, this aging thing is real. I didn't think we would get here, cuz I really didn't think we would ever get here.
I didn't think it would get here this fast or this subtle.
I don't even know if I thought about it. Like, I don't even think I thought about being in my 30s or being, you know, near 40. I don't even think I projected. Like, I didn't even forecast it or anything like that. I was just in the moment.
Well, no way. And that's another thing I think is that getting older has changed in our times to where, and I think that there's different things to where it's like when our parents were our age and we saw them, they seemed so much older.
Yes.
To where
but
now.
But you know what? But wait a minute. Hold on. Let me interject here because I have to. I think they seem older because if I want you to look at some like videos, photos, like if you look at like the people in the 70s, they were in their 20s and they looked like they were 40 and 50 years old.
Right.
Like we looked at some old baseball, but not baseball, basketball clips, and I'm like, dang, them dudes look like they was 30 years old. They was 18. Like, these were some young cats. And I'm like, you know what? They look old as a mug. Like, the Whispers always look like the Whispers. Like, back then and today. Like, it's to me, and I'm a big fan of the Whispers. And I look at, like, older photos or videos, and I'm like, they looked old then.
But they were
in their 20s. So that's why I think, you know, our parents seem older then, because like I look at old pictures of my parents, like my dad had a fro, full beard. I'm like, and like he, like you have a beard, but I don't know what happened in the 70s where Soul Glow, or I don't know what it was, but they beards were massive.
Right.
Like, like what nowadays is all the men beards are going this way. It goes like to a little point and it'd be like real thin here at the bottom.
Yeah.
They be trying to hold on to the little hair down here. But in the 70s, it was like this big bushy like fro on your face. I don't know.
They pick it out. I don't know how they do that. It's like they had that Morgan Freeman effect to where, you know, Morgan Freeman been looking old since, God dang it, he's been looking old since 65. Mm. Morgan Freeman ain't never looked young.
I mean, they showed a picture of Samuel L. Jackson when he was younger, and I was like, he still looks
right, just like slightly more wrinkles. Jackson. Yeah, he just
still looks the same.
Have you seen those people to where it's like the older they get, sometimes the younger they look? And it's like if they have old pictures, they used to have hair. And now they don't. It's just like, you actually kind of look younger now than you did when you...
Yeah. Yeah. I will say this in respect to her. And this is only because I love her. And this is no disrespect at all. But I feel like that about Angela Bassett. I feel like she looks younger now than back in the day. And I don't know if she has plastic surgery or not. But I admire her, and I feel the same way about like Jennifer Lewis, and I love me some Jennifer Lewis.
Right.
And I don't know if that's also because, like, just hearing, like, I looked at her, I think it was the Unsung or something like that. Oh, it wasn't Unsung, but it was something similar to that.
Yeah.
I don't know if that comes with being at peace. Like, I think when they were younger, like certain, you know, just how we were talking about just upbringing and being conditioned and being, you know, having to do things a certain way. And when you break those barriers and when you break those traditions and actually live for you, I think you can, you know, you will have a new look. You will be refreshed. You will be renewed. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I'm not speaking to say that, but I mean, just from what I've seen on her, Jennifer Lewis,
I know what you're talking about. She has a book or something.
I can't think of it. It looks like a weight has been lifted off of her. And that, I believe, that contributes to that youth, you know, just look this. happiness, you know, just to not be, you know, in that space that she was probably in. It probably did make her or age her a little bit. So,
I know Angela Bassett has been one of the most beautiful women I've thought about this since I was younger. Angela Bassett has been one of those women to where it's just like, is one of those women to be like, tell my wife, like, hey, if she ever gave me the option, you can either get the papers ready for when I come back, or I got to.
You know who I feel like, who's mine.
Who?
And he not even that old. I'm not old, but this ain't even been like when I was younger. This was in my adult life. I feel like that with David Banner. Like, I feel like that with David Banner. I'm sorry. Like, it wasn't no childhood crush that I had. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a childhood crush, but when I got older.
Well, no, I was thinking about David Banner the other day. I don't know if you sent me the video or somebody else. It was David Banner and like Killer Mike, and it's just like in early or like, you know, mid, you know, yeah, I guess like early 2000s, whatever, 2010. Would you have ever thought that David Banner and Killer Mike would have been the two people, you know, dropping that hot knowledge
about that woke black knowledge,
right?
I don't think I wouldn't have thought that someone named Killer Mike would be exactly the one. I don't know if you've seen his
Serial Killer Michael.
I know, right? I don't know if you've seen his. It was like a documentary or something like that he did. Killer Mike did a couple years ago, but I thought it was pretty cool. It was comical, but what he was saying is that why we can't do this, you know, right. You know, and he was seeking out entrepreneurs that don't look like typical entrepreneurs and giving them the opportunity to do it. You know, they had Crip Cola. You know, he's like, why
would I remember that? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, stuff like that. And
because you talk about the Hells Angels. It's like, how is it the other, the non-black gangs can make money off theirs, but, you know, mm-hmm. for us, it is looked at as something else.
Right. You know, I mean, you got the mob, like you said, you got other races and ethnicities that, you know, is glorified, but for us, it's, you know, it's considered, you know, we're considered thugs or gangsters or in a negative way, but
real quick about that, we just lost Ray Liotta in 67. Yeah. Passes, known for playing like a lot of you know, mobster movies, and that is a thing of like as you said, we have all these mob movies, mm-hmm. and they're made to look a certain way, but like all of our movies, it's, you know, gangsters and thugs aren't. When people in Congress or people in certain positions, when they talk about, you know, our music and whatever being disrespectful to police, being disrespectful, like, oh, but that's their culture. It's like, but that's glorified over here. Killing police, killing other people, doing bribing people, it's like that's glorified over there. Mm-hmm. But it's wrong for us. It's like we're looked at a certain way for us, you know.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I don't get it. And I don't know. And I don't think I want to know. Like, I don't think I want to understand the ignorance. You know, I don't ever want to get into a place where it's like, I don't want to. I don't think I want to get to that place. I don't even care. I don't. If I'm telling you, and generation after generation and hundreds of years of Black people have been telling you, this is what this is, or this is what this feels like, I don't understand. You know, everybody can't be wrong.
Right.
You know, there's what I'm everybody. Saying? I just think you're choosing to, you know, and I hate when people be like, well, I didn't know. Oh my God. And I'm like, how didn't you know? Like, I don't know how you don't know, and I don't know. And even to speak to CRT and all of that bull, like, I've just, what cracks me up about the outrage about CRT is that people are talking about, I don't want my child learning this is this and that. And it's like, do you know CRT is taught on a college level? Like,
right.
We're not talking about learning our letters and numbers and then we're going right into race, like right into slavery. We're not talking about that. Like,
first of all, we barely learn about it as is, and we're definitely not learning about it to the effect that you think we are. And plus, oh, did you hear about the woman, the mother who is suing the school? She's a white mom. Her son is biracial. She's suing the school because, yeah, he's like, now he's saying that, you know, everything is racist, and people's just like, where's daddy at? Like, where's the dad at? It's like, and it's also a thing, like, I want to hear from the boy because I feel like you're not being honest.
I feel like you're speaking on his behalf.
Right.
Because she said something like, well, he didn't know that until it was brought to his attention. I'm like, well, he needs to know it. And my thing is, you know, outside of all of that, we were taught by our grandmothers and our parents and people taught us about their history, not Black history, their own experiences. I've had conversations with grandma about her experience as a Black woman, you know, and she was fair skinned. She passed for white, you know, she was, you know, before she, you know, she had all her moles and stuff when she got older, but she told me how she passed for white. And when they found out, you know, that she wasn't, you know, there was consequences with that, you know, so she told me about her own personal experience. So that was my history lesson, you know, so, and if it wasn't for my grandmother, and I think that's similar in most Black homes especially in our generation, right? Because it is our grandmothers and our mothers and our father's generation that hear
our parents went through segregation, of desegregation.
Yeah, exactly. It's that far off.
Exactly. And that's the thing that's frustrating, is they try to act like this was some far off time ago. You know, that's why I always say it's like they want to trick you by having Dr. King and Malcolm X and all these other people in pictures and stuff in black and white. No, they had color TV and stuff back then. When they put it in black and white, it tricks you into thinking that it was a long time ago. No, it wasn't that long ago.
I mean, they straight I Love Lucy does. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. It's like, no, we
know what it was. I Love Lucy was older than what it was. I was, because it was in black and white.
Right. And the fact that you remember when they did make that transition to color.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was like, uh-uh.
Right. It's like, this don't look
we don't want this. She's a redhead? That, what?
That
don't look right.
But no, and it's like, I saw...
Oh, I felt like, I'm sorry, I felt like that with Mama's Family, too. I felt like that with Thelma Harper. I was like, uh-oh! Like, no, you didn't.
Mama's Family was that show.
Mama's
Family was the most ghetto.
When I saw Vicky and her normal, I was like, when she had her talk show, I was like, that's not Thelma Harper.
It's like, she ain't no old woman.
Wait a minute.
They like they did her like they did the mom off of Golden Girls.
Yes. I swear.
Because I want to say,
was it Kindergarten Cop? I was like, wait a minute. No. What are you doing? Put that wig back on her.
she was that woman. She was also in Stop When My Mom Would Shoot.
Oh yeah, Stop It. Yep. That, yep.
It's like, wow. If I want to say she was like the youngest one, wasn't
what
she?
It was, not Kindergarten Cop. Yeah. Was she Kindergarten Cop too?
No, that was another short white woman.
Oh, damn. I'm sorry. No, but you're right. Stop or My Mom Would Shoot. That's what I was talking about. I'm sorry. I had the wrong
idea. But yeah, they did that. But no, it's and just rant, on a random thought, Betty White was older than sliced bread. Literally.
Oh.
It's just like, dang, Y'all had to slice y'all bread, really? That's one of the, it's like, you know, who's the person to say, like, you know what, I'm sick of this.
I'm do sick it of for cutting me. This bread. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of cutting this bread and smashing the rest.
Right.
They try to hold it.
Cutting up. Having all these uneven slices of bread.
Okay. They got to pull it apart before it break up.
I'm sick of having to slice, hurry up and slice this bread before the rats get to it.
But the rats. Oh, Lord.
But no, that CRT stuff is irritating because, once again, it's the same people crying about CRT are the same ones who on MLK Day is just like, he talked about, you know, not judging you people by the color of their skin, but by the content of the character. That's the one line that they know. That's the only line. I told somebody.
That's fine, and that's fine. So why don't we speak on that when we talk about these shooters then?
Right. That's I told somebody, as far as I know, Dr. King was somebody who just had a good nap one day. That's the only thing they don't talk about anything, any other contributing thing that he did. He just had a drink, and once again, it's a thing like, okay, take that line. Why was that such an issue? Because they weren't being judged by the content of their character. They were strictly being judged by the color of their skin. And the fact that you want to boil this man down to that one line just shows how disingenuous you are. The fact that you want to boil him down to this one line on this one day, but then sue a school for teaching about him. Hmm. It's like you can't... Yeah. You can't,
but you know
what,
it's coming
ways.
From both sides, because you know it's coming from both sides too, right? So now, I don't know if you've seen this, but you know, now it's circulating that, you know, should we define him as a great man because he was an adulterer? Like, he cheated on his wife.
Yes.
So now there's a different conversation in saying, like, should we glorify this man and make him great, and he cheated on his wife, and
That's not more like a question about Coretta, how Coretta should feel about him.
Yes, because I feel like, okay, since we're talking about that, okay, so let's talk about Will and Jada then.
That's my thing. It's like, it's irritating, and I think one of the people I like listen to, Michael Eric Dyson. I love listening to him speak on things, and he talked about how we are getting to a place to where we is a thing of people. We are getting to a point to where some people have a thing of like, okay, when people it is a thing of what, like for Will and Jada, like for Will, he did a slap thing.
Hey, so it looks like I did not have enough space to keep recording. And Zoom just kind of kicked us off. But thank you all for listening to this episode. Appreciate you for tuning in. As always, you can reach me at Bold Expressions on both Twitter and Instagram. BLD Expressions on both Twitter and Instagram. If you want to send me an email, you can send it to boldexpressions4@gmail.com. You can also find me at Bold Expressions on YouTube. But yeah, thank you for all the people who listen. Thank you for my cousin for giving me the time, because I know she's always busy. Have a good day, good morning, good evening, whenever you listen to this. And as always, don't be so busy proving your point that you forget your purpose. Thank you for listening to this episode all the way to the end. I appreciate your patronage, but I would also love it if you would check out these other great podcasts as well.
Hello, 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 you guys. This is Melodic. If you haven't paid attention, I've been on Bold Expressions with your guy Carl for a few episodes now. But if you want to hear a little bit more of the content that I have to offer, stop by my podcast, Soapbox Off, where I come with hard-hitting topics that are jaw-dropping, thought-provoking, and thought-challenging. So make sure you come with your emotions on neutral and your critical thinking on high. We talk about things from politics, from just present issues that we discuss, even a little bit on the entertainment piece as well. And once a month, I do a true crime piece just to kind of keep things different. So I hope you enjoy, and I'm gonna let you get back to the show.